what got Fairchild going in 58 was basically a MESA transistor. So the PNP was the 2N1132, I believe, and the NPN was the 2N1613. And then, round about that time, they implemented at Fairchild the planar transistor, and everybody else had been working on MESA, and we were kind of late at Motorola with the silicon devices, and so we were right in the process of bringing up the MESA product. Suddenly, we find that the other guys have got planar. Now, so we just made the decision, okay, we're not even going to screw around with the MESAs anymore, and we're going to go straight to planar. But now, of course, all the germanium was MESA. You couldn't apply the planar process to germanium. So we essentially said, just let's go totally planar. And then we immediately said, if we do that, because Fairchild was still running with the MESA device for the PNP version. So we fixed that fairly quickly. And then the R&D department, which is Arnie Lesk and Jack Hainsham, came up with the annular ring, which was a real breakthrough at the time. So we were probably the only people that could make planar PNPs there for a while.